Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day. Top stories, Pennsylvania congressional seat, as you probably heard by now, has been won by the Republican Matt Van Epps. And this was about a 9-point separation. Trump won that same district by 22 points. And it goes to show you, if Trump is involved, it helps. But he's not on the ballot. But this was very much a symbiotic relationship between Epps and Trump, helping each other out, so to speak. And that's what everybody better remember in the midterms. If you voted for Trump, you need to show up and support the people that are going to get his things done.
Yep.
If you support kind of his vision and his mission, you know, you've got to get out and vote for these Republicans. I mean, it's a game of numbers. You got to have the votes in Congress. You've got to hold the majorities to be able to get things done, to make things happen. So just keep that in mind, but congratulations there. Still a very slim lead with Congress and seats as far as, yes, the Republicans hold the House, but, man, it's only by a couple of seats.
Well, we got some squishy ones, so they don't even really count for us sometimes.
Yeah, that's true, too. Mm-hmm. Also, Gainesville's day-long holiday festivities, the big party. They've got the, you've got a parade. All kinds of stuff going on. Well, that's all pretty much all day Saturday, and that will affect traffic patterns, downtown ish area, I guess it would be, near Bo Diddley Plaza and all that. So keep that in mind, but it sounds like a lot of fun for the whole family. So enjoy that. Get in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Florida man story for you. So the guy has a doormat.
Excuse me?
Doesn't say welcome. He has a doormat.
Oh, has a doormat. Okay.
He has a doormat.
Well, he said, this guy's a doormat.
And, you know, most of them say welcome.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
And then some are cutesy stuff. Maybe,
sure.
Maybe you've got your golden retriever on the front or something like that. But this guy, his actual doorstep, his stoop right there, the doormat says, come back with a warrant.
Oh, I've seen those.
Well, in this case, the police came back with a warrant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And arrested him.
Wow.
That's the thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's that watch what you ask for thing.
Exactly.
So,
He got arrested for an alleged large-scale mortgage fraud scheme on Tuesday after the local sheriff obliged his request and returned with a search warrant.
I love it.
Christopher Musick, 57, allegedly posed as a fake real estate investor in Volusia County, according to the sheriff's office there. They snapped a picture of his front step at the Daytona Beach home, which had a doormat that read that, come back with a warrant, and we came back with a warrant, the sheriff said.
Nice.
After interviewing Musick, Financial Crimes Unit detectives established probable cause to execute a search warrant, thereby satisfying the doorman's request. Musick allegedly forged fraudulent documents and posed as the owner of multiple business properties in the county. The accused con artist took out mortgages against the properties and used the cash to purchase even more, which he would rent out. From there, the cycle would repeat as he pocketed the rent money. He also never paid off loans.
Ooh, not smart.
He's a repeat offender with 10 priors and two outstanding warrants in Maryland. Cuffton faces charge of organized scheme to defraud, grand theft of over $100,000, being held on a $225,000 bond. And, we've become famous here in the Sunshine State for our menagerie of strange residents.
You know, if that's the lifestyle that you live, I guess you're not too bright anyway. So even having that as your doormat, kind of stupid, but kind of just...
Kind of like karma.
Yeah.
Like you're begging for karma.
Yes, and he got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This has been a controversial point as of late, only made so because the left are a bunch of crybabies and they have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth declared Tuesday that the United States military has only just begun its campaign against suspected narco-terrorists. During this ninth Trump cabinet meeting, Hegseth share the Department of War's commitment to continue strikes on boats in the Caribbean and Atlantic Oceans that are suspected of trying to transport narcotics to the United States. Yep. He said, we've only just begun striking narco boats and putting narco terrorists at the bottom of the ocean because they've been poisoning the American people.
Yep.
Joe Biden tried to approach it with kid gloves and allowed them to come in across the border. Cartels take over a community, 20 million people, hundreds of thousands of Americans poisoned. And President Trump said, no, we're taking the gloves off. We're taking the fight to these designated terror organizations. Trump jumped in to state that there had been a 91% reduction in drugs entering the U.S. By way of the sea. According to NPR, there had been 21 strikes on suspected drug boats as of November 15th. We've had a little bit of a pause because it's hard to find boats to strike right now.
Huh.
which is the entire point.
Exactly.
Hegseth, when he was talking, you know, he got some chuckles from some of the other cabinet officials. He says deterrence has to matter. Not arrest and hand over, then you do it again. Rinse, repeat approach of previous administration.
Yep.
This is meant to get after that.
Well, how many times have we seen someone finally gets busted for a crime, and we realize that we've like sent them back across the border three times, and they keep coming back?
Yeah.
You got to make it so they don't come back.
That reminds me of the Chinese national who was arrested and... I believe she was bringing in some kind of biological agent.
Yes.
Into University of Michigan. And if it got unleashed and got out, it would definitely affect ag in a big, big way.
Right.
I mean, it would. And because these pathogens are awful. And they sent her back to China. They sent her back to China. I mean... What do you think she was doing the bidding for? Do you think she was working independently? Of course not. She was working on behalf of the Chinese communist government.
Okay. All right.
She wasn't doing that on her own. So why would you send her back? She'd probably get a hero's welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. Why didn't she at least do some prison time? Otherwise, what's the deterrent for anybody else trying to smuggle in things can cause, you know... Mass destruction, really, a massive destruction on a massive scale.
Yeah, we'll just catch you. We'll let you go home, no worries, just, you know, until next time. What a bad pattern.
Yeah.
Whoever thought that was a good idea?
Yeah. Oh, hey, back to Pete Hegseth.
Uh-huh.
They're all over MS Now. On all their little shows, crying that he could be impeached over the follow-up strike thing, which I thought he addressed very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, you sink battleships. These people are designated in a legal way. They're terrorist organizations. So If they've been killing people in America, which the drugs clearly have, that's fact, the tune to close to $100 million a year, you have every right to take them out. And there's nothing wrong with a secondary strike. These folks could have called for help. They could have called for help that would have unloaded whatever remaining drugs were on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so why? Why would we allow that kind of threat to continue? Look, the mission is neutralize the threat. And so they did.
Yep.
Yeah, they're saying, we're going to call for his resignation. Of course, it's all coming from whiny crybaby Democrats, which, what is their deal? Put anybody and anything in front of the American people, anything. Illegals, trafficking in drugs, oh no. You got to protect them. But the American citizens and their kids dying, that's okay. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. So what's bugging you? Time to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Control of our border.
AI. Little green men.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
It's free therapy. It's interesting. It's what's bugging you. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:22 on a happy hump day, Trump Day. Call in now for what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Peter, what's bugging you?
Hello, I didn't hear the name. Did you call me?
Yes, Peter, you're on the air.
Got it. Okay. What's bugging me is that the police in foreign countries like New York and California are disarming the citizens, the militia, and bragging about it. You know, they're bragging about the privilege of the peasants to keep and bear arms shall be infringed. That bugs me.
Yeah.
The militia.
Yeah. I'm gonna look into that. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that pop up anywhere, but I believe it, especially when you say California or New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Donnie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
To keep and bear arms shall be infringed.
That incident at the Miami Mall a couple of years ago with several large alien sightings or whatever it may be, how it just disappeared and there was never no cell phone footage or anything like that, that it was all basically just swept up under the rug. Found that extremely odd how that was never talked about again.
Interesting. It's not clicking for me which incident he's talking about.
I'll do
some looking, though. Maybe it got swept under the rug so well we didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, well, that does happen sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
And we certainly try to do our part. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And, John, what's bugging you?
Yes, sir. As you know, considering the number of girls raped and murdered alone by illegals, Democrats, willy-nilly, without conscience, just that criminality and lack of morals alone should result in losing every race by 98%. Instead, you know, we get 9-point difference, which is good, but it's still disgusting, and it makes me really, really mad that these people are out there, mm-hmm. I'm passing, who just have no morality, no brains. Oh.
I agree.
I hear a little frustration
just
there.
Just a little bit there, but he's right.
He's absolutely right.
I mean, how many times have you said to the left, basically telling them, hey, look who you're voting for. Look what they believe. And yet, it's so anti-American. How do you keep voting for these people? But they will.
On every turn, they support everybody except American citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's
that bugs
up.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that Afghanistan murderer who shot the two National Guard troops and killed one of them had the gall to plead not guilty, but we can't expect much more from criminals. But now he's going to be a public charge throughout a long trial period with his free meal plan and room and housing and exercise plan, and then they're going to probably sentence him to death in the eye for an eye fashion with Middle Easterners, and then he's going to go through 30 years of appeals. And so it's just such a disappointment.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, what do you do?
I know, because it's the pattern.
Yeah, we could give you options, but, you know, apparently those might not be considered.
I've kind of been ranting on this, and it ties into like Mark Kelly in particular right now, and all these lefties, who, when we're dealing with a situation like we're talking about with the narco boats and the Hegseth and all this kind of thing, I don't understand why American politicians want to basically tell the rest of the world, people who are enemies, whether it's Russia, China, go down the list, oh, yeah, we want to play fair. You can bring your drugs here, and as long as you don't get hit with the first shot, we want to play fair and be nice. No, they need to think we're going to blow them to high heaven or someplace else if they even think about it. But it's like, no, if you should get with your generals, get with your leadership, have your private conversations, not make the rounds on the TV shows, basically siding with the bad guys again.
Once again, they are putting politics ahead of what is really best for the nation. To question the commander-in-chief in such a way, these are the same people that said to the military, you don't really have to follow orders, illegal orders.
Right.
You know, if that's true, you don't really have to follow illegal orders. Well, they know that already.
Right.
That's long, long been established. So you know what they're just trying to do. They're trying to undermine the relationship that the commander-in-chief would have through the chain of command with the military.
By undermining our country to our enemies.
Yes. Absolutely.
I
agree.
I understand their thinking.
And don't try too hard to understand it, because it's not rational. It really isn't.
All right, coming up, ending insider trading in Congress. Maybe we'll start to share some of the details on this. And then also we look forward to hopefully having Kat Kamick on, our congresswoman, later on at 8:05 to kind of fill in the blanks on this. All right? So stand by. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of your top stories. Pennsylvania congressional seat won by the Republican Matt Van Epps. This was huge from the standpoint that if they lost it, wow, it would have been a terrible turn of events. Trump won that district by 22 points in the presidential election. We know we can't get the kind of turnout, but I'm telling you, that this it's a harbinger. You've got to show up for the Republicans. If you want Trump to be able to accomplish any of his goals, you've got to get up and get out there and vote. There's no other way around it. The Democrats are fired up. The really weirdo lefty base is even more fired up. So, yeah, that's the only way. It's the only way that that we're going to be able to win. All right. So now you'd think legislation like this would put the American people on your side. I mean, common sense would dictate it would, just like so many other Republican principles and Trump policies. I mean, it's common sense, but again, the lefties just, I guess they hold their ears and go, la, 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 la. But Florida's own Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna announced that she had filed a discharge petition that would force a House vote to ban congressional lawmakers from stock trading.
And she said that after a bipartisan coalition and a talk with Congressman Tim Burchett out of Tennessee, that they had decided to initiate the discharge position on banning insider trading. And Luna added that the leadership was welcome to introduce the bill that would actually end the corruption surrounding lawmakers and insider stock trading. All right. Now, how exactly are they going to do that? From the standpoint of they personally may not be allowed to trade. You know, you can put all your assets in like kind of a blind trust, so to speak. And then you go from there. And so, but what's to keep you from calling your cousin, your brother, your aunt, mm-hmm. your buddy that you go golfing with every Sunday and go, hey, man, legislation coming down the pike, and here's what we think's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And if you hear that this vote went this way, you better jump real quick to do X, Y, and Z, or you do X, Y, and Z. Uh-huh. If you're pretty sure which way the vote's going.
Now, we've seen this.
Yes.
By the way, the phone's been going off the hook.
Yeah.
You mistakenly said Pennsylvania instead of Tennessee on the election.
You know what? You know why I did that?
No.
Because I wrote down
Pennsylvania. That's funny. Because you've called it Tennessee all morning because we know where it's at. So anyway.
I think when I read this as a top story, though, before, I may have said Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. Anyway, there you go. That's why.
Well, we hope that any seats are...
Yes, we want them all to go our direction.
Yeah. But, yeah, thanks for the correction. I want to get it right. And, wow, I don't know why Pennsylvania was on my mind.
Bob, you had a 1 in 50 shot.
Thanks. And I'm feeling good today, so I can't blame it on, I feel terrible. My brain doesn't work. All right, so thanks, folks.
There you go.
Appreciate that. I was telling everybody while you were talking to folks about this insider trading thing.
Yeah.
You can say, okay, you're barred from doing any trading. When you come in to Congress, mm-hmm. you know, all that gets put on hold, or it's like a blind trust type thing. You know, you can have somebody running things, but you can't, you know, you can't be calling them. I don't know how you're going to police it.
No, because if you've got a friend or a family member, they do it for you. You get, maybe they get a cut out of the whole thing or whatever. I don't know how you can totally, totally make it not happen.
Yep. I don't either. I mean, but the idea of it is absolutely fantastic. I think everybody would have to agree with that. But I don't know. Luna said that she's tired of the bipartisan games and pointed out that this was the most bipartisan thing in U.S. history. So this is thing that apparently both parties are good with. And she said, it's time the House of Representatives listen to the American people. This place is broken. It's a complete open sewer. Let's at least show Americans we're trying to do something right.
Huh. Well, but look at the Pelosi situation. Yeah, it wasn't Nancy that actually was the traitor in the family. Well, trader, D, not traitor. Her husband was the guy making the investments. She just had all the information. So there's your example. So.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked to Congresswoman Kat Kamick mm-hmm. about this many times, and I know she's on board with legislation.
Fires her up.
Yeah, it definitely does. And so, hopefully, pending her schedule, because things have been a little bit crazy, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But pending her schedule, we look forward to hopefully hearing from her at approximately 8:05. All right, I'm going to start pushing for this single stock trading ban because is the credibility of the House and the Senate. You look at some of these eye-popping returns, whether it's Pelosi, Senator Wyden, every hedge fund would be jealous of them. Scott Bessent said that during an interview with Bloomberg Television in August. The American people deserve better than this. People shouldn't come to Washington to get rich. They should come to serve the American people.
Yep.
Yeah, and it is a shame. And, you know, the other thing is like, I guess greed never ends.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking at toward the end of your life, like Nancy Pelosi, okay? Like, what are you amassing this fortune for exactly?
Well, and again, the whole point, if you go back in history, you would leave your town, your job, if necessary. You'd go serve your people a term or two. And then go home. You didn't make it a 30 or 40 year career like the Pelosi's of the world.
It certainly wasn't the intention.
No, it wasn't.
All right. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced that the U.S. Department of Ag would halt federal funding to states that refuse to share their data on the SNAP program. Well, why would they refuse to share their data? Unless they are cooking the books, unless they are taking some of this money and funneling it or directing it in different directions that are not acceptable by the terms and conditions that has been laid out by the federal government, in this case, the Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to share the data? Because the data is either, you know, not accurate, or the data paints a terrible picture of what's really going on. And she said this again during that three-hour cabinet meeting. She highlighted the accomplishments of the USDA, spoke about the fraud the agency had discovered within SNAP, and also shared that in February, states were asked to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out fraud. Not like, oh, give us your data so we can punish you.
Right.
Give us your data so we can help you get rid of the fraud. Punish the people that are involved in fraud. Help us. Help you. Right?
But just like the whole scam stuff going on, you know, with Tim Walz, who all's in on it at the government level? That's part of the problem.
Oh, that sure is. So, and that's why she is applying pressure, and I'm glad she is.
Yes.
We'll cut you off if you don't give us the data.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently only 29 states have followed through and shared their data.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
I would be interested to, and we don't have to name them all, but I just wonder of those 29 versus the remainder, how many tend to lean Republican or Democrat? Who are cooperating and who are not?
Yeah, I'm just going to hazard a guess that
it's a wild guess now.
That most of those that are not submitting stuff are probably blue states.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd guess that would be the case.
She also said we have so much, we have so many great things to talk about at the USDA. The third thing in which became very much a part of the national conversation during the Democrat shutdown was SNAP reform and food SNAP reform. Yeah.
Yep.
When you have 42 million people on it, there's something wrong. Now, doesn't necessarily mean it's fraud.
Right.
It could be. But if it's not fraud, 42 million people qualify for it. That's not a good economic sign, is it?
No. Need to fix that problem if that's the case.
Yeah. But what we think is there's probably maybe a couple of names that don't really exist.
Uh-huh.
You know, a couple of people that don't really exist, maybe.
Falsified incomes, that kind of thing.
Just a little bit.
A little here
and there.
Uh-huh.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast of every minute, every issue, now free on the Odyssey app whenever you get your podcast or wherever you get them, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Good morning and welcome. 7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. One of your top stories, Tennessee congressional seat has been won by a Republican. I mistakenly said Pennsylvania, like very random and wrong. Tennessee, of course. Matt Van Epps won by 9 points. Trump carried it by 22. Got to get the folks out to vote for the midterms. It's going to be sink or swim for the Republicans, basically, in the midterms. That's it. And Trump's going to have to help, and hopefully no Republicans are going to get through the primaries that aren't pro-Trump, because we need Republicans in there, Republicans that want to get his policies and his vision done. And they won't be done otherwise. Okay. Isn't it interesting that where this subject that has come out fairly recently about these CDL licenses given to truck drivers that, you know, don't have the English language and the understanding of road signs and other things. In other words, these were handed out like licensing mills or whatever. We know the state of Minnesota was doing that. We know that the state of California was doing that. And we're pretty sure there's a bunch of other states that have been doing it as well. The numbers continue to climb, and it's frightening. Look, traveling on our roadways already is dangerous enough. Driving a big rig is very, very serious business. You want skilled operators, and they're not getting that. Not only are they not skilled or lack experience, but like I said, they don't understand the English language, and they can't pass even the sign test, which I find that, wow, pretty frightening overall. And they're out there sharing the roadways with us. That's a concerning thought. So, you know, locally you have people, it seems like, more concerned about licenses than you do like CDLs. And here's an example. A massage business in South Marion County had its license permanently revoked and must pay $5,000 in fines after the state found that it was employing unlicensed masseuses.
Wow.
So they need to go to the masseuse mill and get their fake masseuse, you know.
Oh, my. Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Florida Board of Massage Therapy. By the way, you know, people that engage in massage and all that, they've gone through pretty extensive training. Our school here, the Florida School of Massage, politically you might come out a little bit different, but as far as the quality of the education about massage, my understanding is it's top notch. So yeah, and people do take it seriously, and they don't like it when people joke around that are ignorant about massage, or they say something like, you know, yeah, the stupid happy ending thing. You always got to throw that in somehow, some way. I don't know. I'm sure they get tired of hearing it. The Florida Board of Massage Therapy issued the final order of revocation against Body and Mind Rejuvenation in Summerfield on November 12th. It was filed with the Florida Department of Health December 1st. According to administrative complaint filed by the state, Hang Lu is a designated established manager of the business, which is located in the Spruce Creek Shops Plaza. On January 11, 2024, undercover investigator visited the establishment for a massage. Lou offered two employees at the time that were not licensed as massage therapists in the state. The complaint alleges that Lou hired the individuals to provide massage therapy services despite knowing they did not have valid licenses. The company knowingly hired these unlicensed individuals, et cetera, et cetera. You can't do that. State law also prohibits massage establishments from aiding, assisting, or procuring any advising or unlicensed person to practice massage. So they've got major fines they've got to pay, and their license been revoked. So massage therapy and the professionalism there taken more seriously Good. Than a CDL driver's license, apparently.
Amazing.
7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget Road to Bethlehem coming up next weekend, December 12th, 13th, and 14th at Camp Kalakwa. And it is free and open to the public all 3 days. Coming up next, Congresswoman Kat Kamick right here on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.